Capital One, thank you so much for the support of this podcast. I've been paying attention. I see that you put people first. You're both igniting positive change and becoming a force of good in our communities. And you're really making sure that you're giving back with nonprofit organizations and local leaders to get the real important work done. If you all want to find out more of what they're up to, head on over to CapitalOne.com/about. Harvard spent 80 years with the longest study ever known on happiness. Would they find out? I'll tell you in just a second. It's time for Wake Up and Level Up, your 5 minutes or less podcast to help you jumpstart your day. Come on. It's true. Harvard did a study and they spent 80 years studying happiness. This thing goes all the way back to the 30s. They studied over 200 people that were Harvard graduates at the time for 80 years. That's incredible. And so now they know many, many clues about what makes people happy throughout their course of their life. But you know the biggest thing, the number one thing, the most important thing? It all comes down to relationships. That's it. That was the number one thing, relationships. And it got me to thinking, because in a society now where we can celebrate being by ourselves, but at the same time, you have people that are really, really lonely. For example, let me run a couple of stats by you that just kind of alarm me. 40% of Americans say that they sometimes or always feel that their social relationships are not meaningful. And then 20% of Americans describe themselves as lonely or socially isolated. We live in a time where connectivity is ubiquitous. We can connect to anything, to anyone, to any moment, and yet and still, many people feel isolated. Many people don't want to be alone with their thoughts. Many people need to constantly be stimulated because of the fear of silence or isolation. This is one of the most surprising things. There's a quote from the study. It reads, "The surprising finding is that our relationships and how happy we are in our relationships has a powerful influence on our health." That's from Robert Waldinger, the director of the study, who's a psychiatrist at Massachusetts General Hospital and a professor of psychiatry at Harvard Medical School. He goes on to say, "Taking care of your body is important, but tending to your relationships is a form of self-care too." That, I think, is the revelation. So if we're basically saying that these tighter relationships and how we feel about our closer relationships is more important than money, fame, and if that's what's really keeping people happy throughout their lives, the question becomes, how do you maintain, create, and have great close relationships? And this is where using today's tools with technology, as well as understanding the importance of one thing, because we can't control certain things that happen to our lives. We may lose a life partner and they're no longer with us. We may not be the easiest person to try to figure out how to build relationships. This may be something that we've struggled with for some time, or we may have been relying on the internet and connectivity through virtual, but we're really missing that depth and that closeness in the physical. So here's a real solution, a quick solution for you. I'm not going to try to teach you overnight how to create new relationships, but what I will tell you is that if you just volunteer, if you just go to things like meetup.com and meet other people that have similar interests, and you hang out with them for just a couple of hours a month, it can completely change your feeling of loneliness or your closeness to building new relationships that feel happy to you. There was a recent study done in the U.S. that involved 6,000 widowed women, and it found that those who started volunteering for just 2 hours or more per week found that their average level of loneliness subsided to match that of married adults. So you can create the opportunity to deepen relationships, create the idea of not being lonely by just simply volunteering. So my point to all of you is, if you feel lonely and you feel like you're falling into this space, it's time for you to start seriously looking at volunteering your time to others and how that can help you develop new close relationships that will reduce your loneliness, that will also increase
your happiness. Now that I woke you up, it's time for you to level up.